Calling all boys, calling all girls, calling all boys and girls and monkeys and squirrels. Anyway, it's time for the Children's Bible Club broadcast, so come running and let's have a good meeting together. I'm Aunt Carolyn, and I'm so glad to be with my young Bible Club friends, and with older folks too. Say, kids, did you know that God is good? God is love. God is light. God is holy. God is pure. And God is perfect. And God's way is perfect. There's a lot to know about God, and it's wonderful to be able to know Him through His only begotten Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what this program is all about. Introducing children to Him. Jesus is the dearest friend you could ever have. And our choir kids love to sing about Him. And maybe you can join too. Thank you, choir. I imagine if you could see and hear them all, you would have a lot of boys and girls singing along with you. Some from the United States, some from the Caribbean islands, some in Great Britain and Europe, maybe Iceland, the Pacific Islands, and who knows where. I hope you listeners who join us by shortwave or satellite or internet will write this week, along with the radio listeners. Kids love to get mail, but I can't write to you if I don't know your name and address. So let me hear from you this week wherever you are, and tell me what station you listen to. Just write me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. That's right. Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. And if you'd like to join our email address, it's pretty simple, AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. Snail mail or email, Aunt Carolyn wants to hear from you. And now, here's the choir before story time.
Jesus.
Today's story is No Turning Back. In our last story, the death angel had struck, and the oldest child in every Egyptian home was dead. Pharaoh shouted at Moses, "Enough! Get out of Egypt! Go!" He wanted no more plagues from God. This was the moment for which Moses had been waiting. With extreme haste, Moses and the Israelites gathered their families and all their earthly goods and fled through the night, free. After 430 years of slavery, they were free. It was almost too good to be true. But how could 600,000 men and all their families go clamoring out into the darkness without a stampede of chaos and tumult? These slaves knew nothing about rank and order, but God had the answer. Miraculously, He led them by a great fire in the sky at night and an enormous cloud by day. God Himself led the way, but not the short way. That route led through Philistine country. The wicked Philistines would make war, and the Israelites might be tempted to turn back in fear. That would never do. So God led them by the wilderness route toward their homeland. They soon came to the Red Sea and set up camp. You talk about going camping. This was the largest campground in history. What a sight! In the meantime, back in Egypt, Pharaoh came to himself. "What have I done?" he roared. "How could I have let those miserable Israelites go free? Now we have no more slave labor. Who will work and toil for us? After them, men, capture and bring them back." On emergency orders, Pharaoh's powerful army, with horses and chariots primed for battle, thundered out across the desert to overtake the Israelites. When the Israelites heard the awful noise, fear struck the camp. It wasn't thunder. No, it was the sound of the fierce Egyptian army coming at breakneck speed, and there was no way to escape. Mountains loomed on either side, and the great sea lay before them, and the enemy charged from behind. There was no way out. They were trapped, doomed. "Moses," they cried, "why didn't you leave us alone? It would be better for us to live in slavery than to die out here in the wilderness." How quickly they forgot their terrible suffering as slaves. Moses called out, "Don't be afraid. The Lord will fight for you." What? This situation was hopeless. What could God do now? Well, God didn't pamper them. He gave Moses the sharp order, "Forward march!" What did he mean, forward? Forward would mean horrible death by drowning in the depths of the Red Sea. Why didn't God just leave them in Egypt to die? But the order rang, "Forward march!" Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and wonder of wonders, the Lord caused a strong east wind to blow. It divided the waters. The mighty sea just rolled up like a big jelly roll and stood at attention before God, while the Israelites, with all their children and belongings, crossed over on dry ground. No mud, no mire, just dry ground. They didn't even get their feet wet. What joy! Their lives were spared. God had made a way for them. Well, the Egyptian army saw that open passage through the sea. It was amazing. In their mad rush to conquer, they charged full speed ahead, right into the dry seabed to overtake the Israelites. But they misjudged Israel's God. He gave them big trouble. He wrecked their chariots so that the wheels fell off, and the poor horses lunged and struggled to drag the heavy chariots. The Egyptians panicked But it was too late to retreat. At God's command, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea again, and as if God pulled a giant ripcord, the mighty sea rolled back together and swallowed up the Egyptians, soldiers, horses, chariots, weapons, and all. Not one escaped. When morning came, there was nothing left of their army but some dead bodies that had washed ashore. Pharaoh and his mighty army had been wiped out. God destroyed the foe and delivered Israel. Oh, the Israelites were delirious with joy. They sang a wonderful song of praise to the Lord and celebrated God's victory. God indeed had set them free. Yes, God set his people free. He did the impossible for them, and he can do the impossible for you too. As a sinner, it's impossible to save yourself. But the Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary so God could forgive and set you free from sin. Jesus Christ opened the way for you to enter to heaven by receiving him as your only Savior. Then, as a Christian, times of testing may come. At times it may seem impossible to do what is right, but God will make a way for you if you'll stand true to him. God is faithful and will make a way to escape. With God, all things are possible. Trust him. And now, God bless. Until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.